What's up? It's your man Sam Hoser, Just Talk With Sam podcast. What? Just Talk With Sam podcast. We got another one for you today. It's a great one. Actually, this is something we're trying out. It's what we like to call the one-on-one series, where one show, one topic, and that's it. With this show, we delve into something. BK, friend of the podcast, he's been on it quite a few times, actually. And a lot of times, a lot of our friendship shows up on mic, but we have vastly different opinions on everything. And today is no different. We're going to do these one-on-ones for a while, where me and him will argue about a point that we have very, very, very different opinions on. Today's topic, and it's weird for me to say today's topic, because anyone who knows our show, we normally don't have one. So, but today's topic is how we differ on the terms of the Illuminati. Say what you will about secret societies, you get a chance to hear two people argue the point like it's going out of style, and then call the other one totally full of shit. So it's a good podcast. It's great. But first, we got to pay some bills. First off, I want to say thanks to all the people who went to SamShowNation.com. You guys clicked the donate button and gave back to the podcast, or you went, you know, to SamShowNation.com under the store. You bought your t-shirts, you bought your whatever it is to buy at the store. You guys have been doing a lot, and I want to say thank you to all that. Those who haven't, you can always go to SamShowNation.com to donate on the current promotions page or the homepage. Hit the donate button, give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Those who want to go to the store and pick up a t-shirt or any of the swag we got on sale, you totally can. Represent the podcast in any way, shape, or form. Tell a friend. We also got the free iTunes app, where you can go ahead, let your voice be heard all over the internet, and you can keep up with all things related to Just Talk With Sam podcast. Also, go to iTunes for bragging rights. Let us know. Let your voice be heard. Subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast, whether it be on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen. It takes a second just to hit the like button, or if you iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. 5-star review on iTunes. Or if you just want your voice to be heard, take 2 seconds out of your day and like the Facebook page. Facebook.com/ Just Talk With Sam. It's pretty much everything wrapped up in one right there. We do have a few sponsors today. First sponsor I want to say is thanks to the guys at ScoreBig.com. Look, you can save up to 60% on all your tickets, whether that be your MLB, if you catch some post-basketball, if you get some playoff seats, concerts, theaters, whatever you got. Save up to 60% on every ticket, every day guaranteed, whatever there is. You can go to scorebig.com via samshownation.com, buy your tickets, save yourself some money. Even the sold out shows that, you know, it says sold out, but it's not really sold out, you can always find a ticket at scorebig.com. Big shout out go to scorebig.com, who is sponsoring the roast for Sam McClain, happening July 18th at the Detroit Pub 14 in Harper, if you're in the Detroit metropolitan area. Come out. Originally the tickets were $10 a piece, but at the door it's only $5. It gets in the door, you get to see, we've named two great bands, but there is a third, and we're going to save that for a little longer. Anyone who knows this podcast kind of know who it is, but we got three great bands, and you get the chance to see me, the host, get roasted by a panel of family, friends, fans of the podcast. So, I mean, it's totally worth it to show up. And we want to thank the guys at ScoreBig.com. So, ScoreBig, always below box office prices. Also, second sponsor we have are the good folks at Mangrate. What's a Mangrate, you ask? The Mangrate is the cast iron grilling accessory. Actually, it won Grill Enhancement System of 2012, 2013, and they're looking for a three-peat in 2014. Why do you get a Man Grate? The Man Grate is a grill enhancement system that goes on any grill, with Memorial Day right around the corner. Depending on when you listen to this, it's actually tomorrow, which is the unofficial kickoff to summer. It fits any grill. What a Man Grate does is giving cast iron grilling grates. It gives you steakhouse quality steaks, 5-star restaurant quality grill marks, grilling food without leaving in your backyard. Cast iron steel made in the USA, and If you go to SamShowNation.com, not only do you get the Sam Show Nation price, which is $19.99 plus shipping and handling, but we also give you a free brush to keep your man grate clean. So when you out there grilling, you want a clean grill and you want a clean man grate to get some of that, you know, put some grill marks on your food. So go to SamShowNation.com, click the man grate link on the current promotions page, and grill whatever it is you want to grill, whether that be chicken, beef, even veggies. Do it up with the man grate. Last and certainly not least are the good folks at Amazon.com. Look, Amazon pretty much got whatever you need. I don't know what you need, but I'm pretty sure Amazon got it. All you got to do, let's face it, you was going to go to Amazon anyway. The internet was built for very few things. Listen to this podcast, porn, and shopping. And since you're going to shop, go to Amazon.com. Just take the detour. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link on the homepage, your current promotions page, and shop as you normally would. Everything done from Amazon.com goes back into this podcast to give you a quality show. So without further ado, me and my good friend BK is going to sit down and yell at each other like little boys about their views on one topic on the one-on-one show. So let me reset these mics, and I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. You don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
What up, y'all? It's your man, Sam. I want to get his disclaimer. We're going to start something new with the podcast. We call it one-on-ones. Probably once a month, I get a chance to sit down with one person, talk one-on-one about one topic. Now, the first person I'm bringing, y'all hadn't heard him before, BK. Now, I love him like a brother. In a few minutes, that ain't going to sound like it. I care about him. I think he's a good dude. I'm giving a disclaimer. Because we've had this conversation so many times off mic, that only the thing that will happen is we're not going to convince each other about the ways of whatever our topic is. It's going to be two people trying to out-bullshit the other one. And quite honestly, the only comedy that's going to happen here is the fact that both of us are so full of shit and so ingrained in our points that the only winner is you, the listener. So, I want to give a quick disclaimer. We have done our homework. We don't need the motherfuckers on Twitter chiming in. I still like him.
I want the people on Twitter to say something.
Saying the person without a fucking Twitter account.
Yeah, well, you got one.
That's why I don't want the people chiming in. Yeah. Now, let's just jump right into it. The topic today, one-on-one, about one topic. The Illuminati. Now here it is. This is the only part of the show me and you will agree. Do you believe there is something called the Illuminati?
Yes.
I also believe that there is something called the Illuminati. All right, let's break it down.
Break it down.
All right. to really, really get into this, it's three parts. Before we start telling each other how full of shit the other one is, three parts of any story, especially if something as big as this. There's the origin, how it started, how do we deal with it now, the here and now, and where do we go from here? Fair?
Yes.
All right. So, I want to ask a question, just straight off the dome. When you think about the Illuminati, if you had to put all of your thoughts in one sentence, what do you think? What is the Illuminati to you?
If I had to put all my thoughts
in one sentence, I'd do you one better. Like mission statement type sentence.
I'd do you one better. I put all my thoughts about the Illuminati into one entity. You ready?
I'm listening.
The Roman Catholic Church.
This is, I didn't think we would agree on this. The Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah.
As a guest on the one-on-one, please, I would like to hear your version. I've heard it before, but I would like to hear your version of, all right, well, you know what? Before we, I'm so ready to fight you that I'm getting, all right, the Roman Catholic Church.
That's why we're here.
Here's, I believe that Roman Catholic Church had a big part to play with it. However, if I had to put my thoughts on the Illuminati in one sentence, it's simply this. A very good idea made by very smart people ran by dumbasses.
I disagree.
I disagree.
On the outset of it, it would seem like a very good idea. But it's not ran by dumbasses. These people have to be exceptionally smart to even start this organization.
Okay.
And then have it go for so long as it's been going.
I'm so ready to call you full of shit. So let's
these people can't possibly be stupid.
Here we go. Your version of the origin. What is your? Okay, we both did a little bit of homework with this. I've done some homework with it.
I have.
And you've done some homework. You're not a dumb guy by any means.
By all means, much obliged.
All right. So now that you got that, right? What did your homework lead you to believe the origin story of how we got it here? Go ahead.
The Illuminati started in church. It started with a ecclesiastical forum. It started in Catholicism. The Roman Catholic Church is the only religion that says, you know how they say, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Gotcha.
The Bible says no man can forgive sin.
Still think you're bullshit,
Christ.
But I'm following.
No, it's true. They say that. But the Bible also says no man can forgive sin except Christ.
I'm with you.
How then can any man on earth say I forgive sin? The Pope himself feels he is God on earth. How can that be possible? He cannot be God on earth.
That's your origin.
The Roman Catholic Church, yes.
The
origin is...
Okay, that's what I want to hear.
The origin is Catholicism. It is it is religion. It is religion. That's the origin of the Illuminati.
Right,
and then it has spawned out. The root of it still is religion. It still is. But it has spawned out to so many different aspects that it blinds people from the actual truth. The Illuminati is evil. But evil will not come in the name of evil. It'll come in the name of love. And what better love to use than church?
I understand your point. I'll let you talk. I think it's complete bullshit.
Come on, explain to me how you feel that way.
Here's the real story of the Illuminati.
Come on.
Started with one dude. One dude. His name was Adam Wishcott. He's from Bolivia. You know, like a Bolivian cream donut. Bolivian, right? Not the Spanish, but the fucking Eastern European, right? Here's the deal. Adam... Excuse me. Oh, could y'all just go elsewhere? Because I'm ready to call him full shit. All right, here we go. Adam was just like, okay, here's the deal. Adam was saying, he's a smart dude. He kind of understands how the world works. This is in the 17th century. So this is a new thing called science. But in that time of the year, Bolivia was ran by, you guessed it, the Roman Catholic Church. So... he got tired of every time he had a question or if he wanted to get into government stuff, he had to go to the Pope and like, hey, real talk, we kind of need schools in this place. And Roman Catholic Church was just like, yeah, got to provide a way. Still pay me my tithes and offering. Okay. Adam was just like, I'm not liking how things are going. And so Adam got with a bunch of brainiacs and his wife. So they both sat down and they broke out. They were like, look, we're not going to agree on this thing. We need a thing of church and state. We need a separation because me and my Brainiac friends, we all figured out. He got the smartest people around. And they were like, look, we need to separate church and state because, quite honestly, there's this new thing called science. We are figuring out stuff. We're learning how to cure diseases. We're learning, me and my Brainiac friends. And quite honestly, I don't like you punking my wife because my wife is one of my Brainiac friends, too. And my wife got more degrees than a thermometer. So he goes to the Roman Catholic Church. Roman Catholic Church is like, dude, okay, you and your Brainiacs, what did y'all came up with? He said, look, we understand the church. We understand there's some need for faith. We got that. But for right now, the government needs a division between church and state, and I don't feel like paying you extra tithes and offering every time I come to you. Here's this thing. It's called science. Here's how an economy works. I ran it past some Brainiac friends. It's going to be cool. Roman Catholic Church was like, all right, cool. Y'all roll with that. Y'all still come to church, so it don't really
17th
matter.
Century, you said, right?
17th century.
Okay, go ahead.
Slavery did not happen yet.
You know you're wrong.
Hold on. I know you're finna argue me down. So anyway, this goes on for a couple years. Everything is going good. Bolivia is like thriving when it comes down to economics. They got all these Brainiacs working. Everything is cool. And then women are talking. Women are like really illustrating points. They're saying some cool shit. They're teaching about
in the 17th century.
Roman Catholic Church said it was cool to try to.
In the 17th century. Women are voicing their opinion.
Yes.
Are men there in the 17th century?
Men are still there. But women are voicing their opinion.
You are full of shit.
Hold on. This is what's happening. I'm telling you what's happening. So anyway, Roman Catholic Church was just like, all right, y'all getting a little strange with the change when it comes down to this offering, right? And then Adam goes back to him and is like, look, when it comes down to it, we start talking about science, we start talking about stuff. We ain't going to church as much as we is because we're trying to better the country. So the Roman Catholic Church was like, whoa. That's coming at a cost for us? Hey, go fuck yourself. Go fuck your wife. You and your Brainiac crew, I'm splitting y'all up already. So he split them up. Adam stayed in Bolivia. The rest of the 20 little brain trusts got moved in different parts of the world. And now they still kicked open different things. And their little logo, because at the time, was a pyramid and a little eye. At the time, nobody knew what the fuck a pyramid was. It was this new thing that came out of Egypt. They thought it was cool, and they put the eye on it for the form of enlightenment, but they broke them up, went to different parts of the world. But these Brainiacs kept writing shit. So the Roman Catholic Church wasn't cool with that shit. They were just like, oh, really? Y'all gonna still keep writing after we done broke y'all up? Y'all done did everything else? So here's what we're gonna do. We don't need competition right now. So what we gonna do, I don't know, a 200-year smear campaign of everything we hate, we putting it on y'all. So that's where all the satanic stuff came. That's where all the stuff with the Illuminati. So them being Illuminati, they were just like, dude, this is our little club. This is what, stop doing that shit, really. And now slavery is kicked in gear. It's a lot of global distractions. World War II is right. There's a little place right outside Bolivia where, I don't know, Germany is starting to rise to power. All of this shit is coming on, and now all of a sudden the new big bad is this Illuminati, because the Roman Catholic Church don't need fucking competition. That kept going for 200 years, and now we have a new big bad.
Hold that damn show.
Let me tell you this right here.
The Illuminati did not start in the 17th century.
Bullshit.
No, it did not.
It was a club of nerds.
No.
And they all came up with pretty good ideas. Okay.
Break this down. The Illuminati believe what? That they are God. They rule the earth. Yes, they do.
Okay.
They believe that they are earth. They worship themselves.
Here we go.
They give themselves credit, but they do it in the name of God, but they give themselves credit.
The Illuminati
did not start in the 17th century. Truth of the matter is, the Illuminati started way before that. The Illuminati started even in biblical times.
Okay, goddamn. Oh, all right, motherfucker.
Pharisees.
Right. Okay. Fuck.
The Pharisees. No. Pharisees used, okay, I come in the name of God. Moses wrote this. They did that. But did they not put themselves above the people? Jesus himself came, performed miracles in their presence.
Mm-hmm.
Did not believe. Not for the fact that what they saw wasn't real, but because what?
Okay.
He broke everything that they thought was in place. The Illuminati goes way back to biblical. difficult times, man.
No, first of all,
it does.
Okay, I'm not saying. Okay,
and from that,
let's break this shit down. First,
and that's way before the 17th century.
What you're talking about,
and Adam and whoever the hell you was talking about, they probably came along later on in the future. But that was years.
Okay,
after this,
okay, we got the origins. We got yours, and we got mine. Let's talk about the here and now.
Here and now.
Here and now.
Let's do it.
Now, what I believe about the Illuminati, first of all, the Illuminati is not caught. What you are doing is what most people have been led to do because of the Roman Catholic Church, because, like I said, it's a 200-year smear campaign. It's propaganda. Think about it.
Negative shit, mate. No.
Here we go. Hold
no.
on.
No.
It's propaganda.
No. I cannot believe. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Hold on.
No, 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 no.
So, hear me out. Hear me out.
No, 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 no.
What you're thinking of is shit we don't know.
Like what?
Okay.
Like what don't
Here's we know? Here's the shit we don't know.
Tell me. What don't we know?
The real name of the Illuminati. I fail to believe that this secret society is telling everyone the name of said secret society.
I have not claimed to know the real name.
There we go. Okay. All right. Common ground.
I'm
like
talking about what it is they do and what the ultimate agenda of it
okay.
is.
Okay. We can both say we have never been there in person. Can we both say that?
Say what?
We have been to a meeting. We've seen these motherfuckers at. We can both say we've never been here in person to see some Illuminati shit at the whatever clubhouse they got. We can both say that in the here and now. No, I can say that.
I bet you can't.
I have never seen it.
I bet you have.
I have never seen it.
I bet you have.
Okay.
I bet you have.
Remember what I said about the 200-year smear campaign?
Uh-huh.
Every 20 years,
yeah.
We always have a big bad. Okay. You do. Hold on. Let's break down Illuminati versus conspiracy, because they're two very different categories.
You just pour water and ice in that damn thing.
I try not to pay attention.
Well, I did. I
saw you will not do a 10-year that type of justice. But anyway, let's separate the two worlds. It's a lot. They both have a lot to do with each other. But at the end of the day, a conspiracy can be a conspiracy.
The two worlds being what?
Conspiracy and secret societies. Illuminati being one, and conspiracy is just any group of people who come together to do one secretive thing. You got to divide them. Now, it has been said
that. I don't know if I fully agree with that definition.
So you mean every goddamn conspiracy in Earth is concocted from these dudes?
Yes.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Every goddamn thing is concocted.
I honestly, the more study I do on that, it's making it harder. It's making it harder for me not to believe it.
Here's the realm of conspiracy.
I don't know. Is it that far fetched to believe that one organization is manipulating the world?
Yes.
Really?
Okay. First of all,
is it that hard to believe?
Yes.
We got a government who don't tell us everything.
Wait.
We have a government that don't tell us everything. Whether or not they should or not is not the question.
Okay.
What we're talking about is we have a government, of course, who do not tell us every single thing. There are people who believe that 9/11 was set up, and they got people who believe that 9/11 was just a simple act of random terrorism.
Can you come now, back for
no,
that
no, 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 no. I come back for that.
All right.
I ain't going around. I live around.
That's a whole other thing.
We got people on the left and the right of that story.
Mm-hmm.
And the core of the agenda is what? Our United States government.
Okay.
So, is it that possible? Is it really that far fetched to believe?
Yes.
That the government runs the United States of America. Would it be? Is he telling me it's impossible to believe that the government has set up certain things in place that runs the entire United States?
Yeah.
That's impossible to believe. Really?
Yeah. For this reason alone. For this reason alone. Okay. I don't care what organization you have. From the biggest thing as the government, as you said, all the way down to the littlest organization, the McDonald's up the street. Everybody has something in their organization called corruption. Nigga, I don't trust you to go work at McDonald's without checking if you go take a couple of Big Macs.
Do you govern your house?
Yes.
Do every part of government in your house, Are there some things that you do that she does not know, but you think is for the betterment of the house?
Of course.
Just like the government does for the country.
Okay. And let's break down this government.
I mean, just like the government does for the country. Really?
Like, I'm with you. Hold on, wait. I'm glad you used the house enough. I'm glad you used the house enough.
People give Bush, President Bush, a bad rep for being a bad president. When my honest opinion of President Bush is...
He was not a bad president.
He was not so much a... As far as Homeland Security,
there
he sucked to me.
There you go.
Foreign diplomacy, he was a genius at it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we don't see exactly what he's doing, he does not report...
He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to. That's not the question.
After 9/11,
the question is, is things done in shadows that we don't know about that the people who's doing it think is for the betterment of the country?
Of course. I'm glad you used the house analogy. Okay. You've been on my house. Obviously, you're here now.
Right.
I've been over your house. Every time you came over my house, we start in the living room. We sit down. We talk like men in the living room. I have never been in your bedroom. I've never been in you and your wife's bedroom. Why? Because I'm not supposed to be there. But I know in my heart that's where the real business of that house goes down.
The question is not whether or not you've been in my wife's bed, me and my wife's bedroom.
Uh-huh.
The only defining factor is that you know that the business is going down. You have no proof. I
have no proof.
But you think something goes down there.
But I'm smart enough to know the real business is going to a place.
You are proving my point.
Hold on, but hear me out. Here's what you said earlier.
Tell me what I said.
Are there places in our government? I'm glad you used the house analogy because it works out well. Are there places where we can't talk about stuff?
Negative shit, man. I'm grown. I can talk about whatever I want to talk about.
Well, I'm pretty fucking sure the real business that happened in that bedroom is not public knowledge until you want it to be.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly the art of it.
Now that we know this, since you dictate when it's okay for me to know about this, that doesn't change the fact that it's still happening right now.
That is my point. That is my point. Whether or not I decide to tell you, whether or not you see the location, whether or not you know what's going on in the location, and whether or not I tell you or not, you know something happened. Why? Because I have evidence of it.
Okay. Now that we got the evidence, but that evidence is only exposed when you dictate we should see it.
And do they not dictate we should see it?
Yes. Hear me out, though. Really? You gonna walk away?
I'm not walking away. But
okay.
I mean, what else? You're proving my point.
No, I'm going with you. Just call it a carrot, man. I'm leading you down the path.
Whatever.
In that realm.
Like, I don't know the hell I'm talking about.
I
drink Canadian whiskey and cognac. I don't drink that stuff Sam had buried in the backyard.
It's called bourbon. Deal with it.
I don't know. Whatever.
All right. Here it is.
Red Eagle Sky Cloud.
Eagle Rare. Proud sponsor of the podcast. Shut up. I guess I appreciate
it. You're not talking. Not me.
Now that we got this going. Now we both, believe it or not, we both agree on what the government does.
The Illuminati gives us signals that they exist. Do they not? Do they not?
First of all, the Illuminati, I can't stress this shit enough.
McClain. Lord have mercy. What you about to say? Your wife didn't already pour it.
Yeah, I know. She's gone.
Yeah. So that's 50% of your credibility. She's part of you now.
Fair enough. That means
I take that back.
Why go to me, goddamn?
No, stick.
I'm still with it. Okay.
Oh, boy.
When you say they exist.
I'm sorry.
First of all, if they are a secret organization, they don't have to tell us shit.
Don't have to.
So sisters,
you don't got to tell me that you got an upstairs in your house. But damn it, I see windows when I come up here.
Okay, let me.
You don't got to tell me you got a basement.
All right, now let's break.
You don't tell me nothing about you.
Now this,
you could have said I don't have a house. But if I'd have drove past this house, that looked like my friend Sam's car. That name tag says McClain. I only know one McClain. Let me knock on his door. Holy hell! Who answered the door? My good friend McClain.
Here's what's happening now.
There are symbols and there are symbols and there
Hold on, wait. I'll let you run down this time. Now, with you talk about the symbols, you talk about the stuff. Now, I agree with some of the stuff with the government, with what you said, but when it comes down to Illuminati, A, we don't know the real name, because there's no way in fuck they'd tell us the real name. These symbols and stuff you're seeing,
maybe that is the real name,
are called scapegoats. Every 20 years, we get what is called a new big bad.
No.
I know you think I'm full of shit, no. But here we go.
No.
If history didn't repeat itself, I would almost agree with you. Here it is. Hold on. Hear me out.
Come on, I'm going to interrupt you.
In the 20s, we always get a new big bad versus our government because they're called scapegoats. Scapegoats are this. Scapegoats is things we can't explain, but we don't want to lose credibility. So we just say the word Illuminati, and somehow I'm right.
So you're saying they're coming up with things designed to take our thoughts and mind off what it is they really are?
Mm-mm. Don't put words in my mouth.
No,
here's what I'm saying. Since you can't explain what happens behind closed doors because you're not that high up the food chain in the government realm.
Okay.
And something happens that seems a little quirky and odd that no one came out to say to you. First thing you just say is Illuminati, and guess what? You're right, because no one knows what Illuminati is, and we just go with it because it's public opinion.
That's wrong.
If this was the first instance this didn't happen, I agree with you. But in the 20s and the 30s, if something went down that you couldn't explain, you said Prohibition. In the 40s and the 50s, if something went down that you couldn't explain, you called a communist.
Could that not be called...
Hold on, hear me out.
Could that not be an scapegoat?
Hear me out. They're all scapegoats. In the 40s and the 50s, if something went down, you said communism. In the 60s and the 70s, if something went down, you can't explain, you said it's the hippie movement. 80s and the 90s, computers. Computers did that shit. And now, we just got, 20 years later, it's the new big bad called the Illuminati.
The Illuminati is not new. This is not new.
It's just the big bad.
This is not new at all.
Hear me out.
The Illuminati is not new
at all. I never said it was new.
You just said that. What the fuck? You just said the new big bad. You just said it was new. The Illuminati is
I wish you were smarter than what you portrayed to be right now. You're not that dumb.
You just said.
No. The new scapegoat. New thing we're all supposed to be afraid of.
That's not what you just said.
No.
You said this is the new big bad called the Illuminati.
Okay.
The Illuminati is not new. Okay. You just said that.
Okay, goddamn.
Nigga, rewind your show, nigga.
All right, goddamn. New York isn't fucking new, but we still call it new, goddamn.
No. We're not talking about New York. We're talking about what the hell you just said.
What I said, the new big bad is all about propaganda and fear
campaigns. And the new big bad meaning what, nigga? The Illuminati! That's the topic of the show!
No! The new big bad is the thing we're all supposed to watch out for.
We are talking about the Illuminati. You've been relating the new big bad to the Illuminati.
Okay. Who's your, goddamn it. I see what you're doing. You're twisting my words. Go fuck yourself.
You just said, what the hell am I twisting? Please tweet him at whatever his tweet is, and then ask him, did he say that? He just said it.
I see what you're doing.
Neither one of us are drunk yet. It's not a hell in his house, but we're not drunk.
Please hold that fan. You are right about that. You are right about that.
Don't lie. I thought it was a uniform.
No, it's me.
And you're not wearing one.
No, I'm sweating.
Push pause.
All right.
That's the most sad.
All right. Put the magic of the pause button. We're back. Now, let me catch you up on what happened due to the pause button. We went back and we analyzed the first part of this podcast like we were goddamn scientists. And although we still don't agree, we figured out what they... We are not talking about the here and now. We went back through history. We still don't agree on this. And you know what? If you heard my disclaimer at the start of this podcast, we was never going to disagree on it. I love him like a brother, but he's full of shit.
Nigga, you full of shit too.
Okay. Right. Okay, goddamn. Now. Here and now.
Right now.
Okay. We talked about the origins, obviously. We talked about how it started. We talked about how the only thing we could agree on, that the Roman Catholics had something and really turned it around.
As far as, what are you talking about?
The Illuminati. Yeah. They had something.
They still run it.
How?
That is where
you put it, and how I put it.
The Roman Catholic Church is. Where
I think that's where our split was. Hold on, I'm trying to keep it in here now. I'm trying to keep it in here.
I'm talking about it right now too. That's
what that's Roman Catholics, way back when, they had a cool idea from my point of view, and they had an idea.
It wasn't cool.
From your point of view, just an idea.
That idea is not cool.
Okay. All right, we both got two.
They had an idea.
Okay.
The idea of even having that regime is not cool. It's a corrupt regime.
Once again, that's where we differ.
That philosophy is not corrupt.
What? That having the... Hold on, wait. Here's the... Okay, I don't want to go back in the past. But having the smartest guys in the land run shit... That's not corrupt.
No, that's fucking smart. No. I didn't say it wasn't smart.
But we remember, we're
being smart and corrupt is two different things.
Keep in mind, we are this podcast.
You have a smart, corrupt person.
Keep in mind,
the devil is smart, but he's corrupt.
This podcast is going in two very different directions, but depending on who you listen to.
I'm talking about what you just said.
Okay,
just because you're smart. Does not mean that you're not corrupt.
I'm talking about the last goddamn 20 minutes that we just got.
I'm talking about what the hell you just said 2 seconds ago.
What I'm saying is, you can't be... Okay.
You can't be smart and corrupt.
You can't be smart and corrupt. Actually, it helps you...
I don't like this nigga right
to,
now.
Fuck him. Like, it helps you to be smart when you are corrupt.
What'd you say? Say it again.
It helps to be smart and corrupt. You can't... It helps to be smart and corrupt. I will hope you are corrupt and smart at the same time. But what I'm saying to you is, both of our ideologies of how it began, I took the smart side, you took the corruption of the Roman Catholic Church.
That's how it began.
Okay.
Hold on. Can we agree on this? Is the Illuminati corrupt? Is it not a corrupt organization?
No.
The Illuminati, do you know what they... The ultimate, it's satanic worship.
First of all, the satanic worship only came from a smear campaign from people who didn't want his existence in the first place.
The Illuminati is a satanic worship.
The Illuminati is a group of smarty pantses that...
Smart. They are smart.
Very smarty pants. But the church was like, go fuck yourself.
No, they were not. No.
Okay, wait. We are going down
the
rabbit hole.
The Roman Catholic Church
endorses
the Illuminati.
Wait.
And not Hold just on, the wait, Roman wait, Catholic
wait,
Church,
wait,
but a lot of the other
wait,
churches around the nation does.
Wait.
Even outside the country.
This is how we got sidetracked in the first place.
I'm just saying. It's smart.
All I'm saying is...
But it's smart, but it's not good at all.
Okay, wait. This is how we got sidetracked in the first place. That's all I'm saying. Let's talk about the here and now.
Talk about the here and now, then, nigga. Let's go.
You should go first. With the Illuminati, we understand that depending on both of our synopsises... The Illuminati is here right now.
Yes, it is.
Now.
It's always been here.
Although I said and what you said differs, it's still here.
It's here right now, yes.
So since it's here.
Right now.
Right now.
All
right. What is the ramifications that's happening? What is the pluses, the minus? What is the
there
result?
Are no pluses.
Okay,
no pluses
please
at all.
Go on. Please elaborate.
With the Illuminati, there are no pluses. I honestly believe that the last Antichrist will come from the Roman Catholic Church. It also will be helped by the Illuminati. And the Illuminati affects every facet of entertainment, money. It's in every being, everything that we do right now. From hip hop, music, you can go back, R&B, some. What do white people listen to? Heavy metal, rock metal, goth, music, all that foolishness. Hey, it's all in it. All in it. All in it. 110%. Prime example.
I'm listening.
Everybody loves Michael Jackson. I like Michael
okay,
Jackson.
Okay, goddammit.
No. I like Michael Jackson. But the song, We Are the World, is one of the most demonic songs ever created.
What the fuck? Fuck! What? I've never seen a song that brought more people together.
Find the lyrics to the song.
Okay.
Find the lyrics to the song.
Okay.
And I'll prove it to you.
You know what? I'll prove it to you. I'm not Googling this shit. For this reason. This reason alone. Hold on. We got two people. Hold on. I want you still on mic. We got two people who are not on mic listening. Please Google that. But let me break this shit down. Let's say let's say, for the sense of argument, that Michael Jackson was Illuminati. I don't agree with that shit.
He was in the beginning.
Let's
before
say
he died.
He is.
I think he tried to get out of it. Don't get me started on Chappelle.
Hold on. I'm not even going
to. I wish Paul Mooney was on this show.
Hold on. Wait. Just hear me out. Let's stay on mic. Let's say Michael Jackson was Illuminati. Let's say he was. Just to go with your argument. If I have the world's government backing me, wouldn't This Is It be platinum? This Is It didn't even fucking make gold. This Is It. No one heard that shit.
That's because
I barely got the DVD. The only reason I got it because my niece told me to get it for her birthday and I watched it with her. So if I had the world's government backing me, This Is It would be the number one DVD of all time.
Google We Are the World's lyrics.
So why wouldn't, okay, if I had the world's government of, what's the one that put him in bankruptcy? What's that album? Invincible. Invincible was horseshit. And he had Dr. Dre making his beats.
Are you telling me a person who I honestly believe, and a lot of other people do, was Illuminati in the beginning and then towards the end of his life, whether or not he knew he was getting ready to die or not,
okay,
decided to switch sides. Now, all of a sudden, the greatest entertainer in the world now is shot to shit. Of course!
No!
I'm about to prove to you.
He's Mike Jack. Okay, first of all, no. He made a bad album. This is what it is. Deal with it. Fucking Invincible sucked. I don't give a fuck how much help you have from Floetry. I don't give a fuck how much help you had from Dr. Dre. If you was really part of the Illuminati, we will all have a... You know what? Invincible would be the new Thriller. I said it. But guess what? It wasn't. Why? Because the Illuminati...
Thriller, Michael Jackson was an Illuminati.
Okay. Did you listen to Thriller?
I did listen to Thriller.
Every goddamn song was a hit.
I know it. Surprise.
Why could they do the same shit for a festival?
How long has Nicki Minaj been in the entertainment industry?
Oh, don't start with Nicki
Minaj. How long has Nicki been in the entertainment
Are you saying Nicki Minaj is Illuminati? Are you saying that? Are you saying that? I just want a yes or no. All I want is a yes or no. All I'm saying is yes or no.
Yes! Are you serious? Yes, Nicki Minaj is an Illuminati. I love Beyoncé. Beyoncé.
Okay.
Put your love on top. That's one of my favorite songs. But yeah, she's Illuminati too. Jay-Z, Kanye West. The nigga's name is Yeezus. Give me a break.
All right. First
I'm, about
of all,
to, I'm about to help you with Michael
Jackson. All right. First of all, hold on. Beyoncé, for tip, you are 10% gayer for now knowing that fucking song.
I don't even know how to say
it. You are now 10% gayer for knowing that fucking song. And then you made your fucking voice out. I mad at you as a person. And then, on top of that, you said Nicki Minaj. Let me tell you something about Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj would need the Illuminati to make me give a fuck about Pink Friday. That song fucking sucked.
You have okay. For you to be one of the kings of social media.
I am.
You do not know that Nicki Minaj is Illuminati.
Hold on. Hear me out. Roman Holiday? Do you know how quick I fucking turned the goddamn channel?
Do you know who Roman is?
Okay.
Do you know who Roman is?
I'm slowing
Do you know
it
what
down.
She says Roman is? Who
I'm
she says
slowing
Roman
it
is?
Down. I'm slowing it down. Hear me out. I'm slowing it down.
You don't dumb the shit up for me. I'm talking
I
about
have
do
to.
You know who Roman? No, you don't.
Yes,
you
I do.
You said Roman Holiday. You're talking about the CD. But do you know that there's actual meaning in the title? Do you know who Roman is?
Okay. There's two meanings. Roman,
there's
to the hold on to the non-conspiracy realm people we are, Roman is just her alter ego because every person in Young Money has an alter ego.
What's Wayne's? Tell me, what is Wayne's alter ego? What's Drake's alter ego?
Okay, first of all, Drake's a bitch.
No, what's Drake's?
First of all, Drake.
No, let's get back. Let's get back to one thing. Here we go. Right, Michael Jackson.
What the fuck?
No, wait.
Alter ego.
We can get to that. We can get to that.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
That's not alter ego. That was an actor he played.
Wheelchair Jimmy. That's what I'm calling. That's how I grew up with him.
Okay, is Will Smith Hancock? Is that his alter ego?
Yes.
Or is that an actor
yes.
he played?
To me, Will
no.
Smith is Hancock.
Are you serious?
Will Smith is Hancock.
Is he Superman or is that the person he played?
But that goes back.
Michael Keaton, is he Batman or is that the person he played?
Yes, he
I'm
is.
I'm sure.
Michael Keaton is Batman.
Does not walk around his house with the Batman costume.
Bullshit.
No, you don't know what he does.
You don't know. Him and Tim
Michael Jackson, right?
Walks around.
Michael Jackson.
Batman.
Michael Jackson, you tell me what's wrong with the sentence.
Okay, I'm listening.
You ready?
I'm listening.
Tell me what's wrong with the sentence. Send them your heart so they'll know that someone cares. And their lives will be stronger and free. As God has shown us by turning stones into bread, so we all must lend a helping hand. What's wrong with that?
Quincy Jones didn't talk to Michael Jackson before writing that shit.
No. Tell me what's wrong with that sentence. Tell me specifically what's wrong with that sentence.
Quincy Jones.
Pass the phone to your wife. Pass the mic to your wife.
Quincy
Tasha,
Jones.
Tell me what's wrong with that sentence.
Quincy.
Tell me what's wrong with that sentence.
We're looking at the lyrics of We Are the World. That's
right
Quincy
there,
Jones.
God,
dog.
Right there. Read that. Tell me what's wrong with that sentence. When did Jesus turn stones to bread?
Okay.
When did he do that?
Wait.
Jesus didn't make rocks proud.
Wait.
The Bible never said that God ever made rocks proud. He said, if these should hold their peace, I will get them to. But the rocks never did cry out.
Wait.
Neither did turn stones to bread.
I'm
still talking now.
Christ.
When Jesus was being tempted by the devil, the devil told him, if thou be the Son of God, to turn stones into bread. If he had done that, we would all be going to hell.
And Jesus he said no.
Exactly. So there's nothing wrong with that, except for Quincy Jones didn't talk to Michael Jackson. Are you serious, nigga?
I think the only thing wrong with that is Quincy Jones did not talk to Michael Jackson.
Honestly, as a Christian man yourself, that is the only thing wrong with that sentence?
First of all.
Really?
There's two things wrong with that. Other than the Quincy Jones thing.
Okay.
You gotta go with me, Quincy. That Quincy did not talk to Mike.
I don't even think the problem is Quincy because
I'm pretty sure Quincy didn't talk to Mike.
Quincy produced that, did he not?
And he said, "Leave your egos at the door."
Did Quincy produce that?
Yes, but he didn't write it.
I didn't say he didn't write it. Do you think he read it?
I think he read it when it was too late.
You think he read it when it was too late?
I think he read it when it was too late.
Here it is, right now. The day of.
I'm listening.
You and I make a script together.
Okay.
The day of. No. Matter of fact, say you write a script. Say you write.
I'm listening.
And it's 100% you.
Okay.
And I look at it. I give it back to you.
Uh-huh.
Everything you said has changed.
Yep.
You still let it fly. Everything you said has changed. You still let it fly.
Yes.
Going against everything you believe.
For one reason and one reason
going against everything you believe.
Yes.
I say God is the devil.
First of all,
and you would still let it go, even though it goes.
Don't put words in my mouth.
I'm creating a scenario for you. You said you would. I'm telling you when I put it in your story.
Okay.
I see how I got to process. Yeah, he's full of shit. I need some ice. I know it. That's what he's good. I will let it fly.
All I'm saying is this.
Samson Nation, he just said he would let it fly.
So did. Hold on, wait.
Wait for it.
If I'm Quincy Jones in this scenario.
No, you're Sam McClain.
Okay, and first I'm Brandon. Of all, if I'm Quincy Jones.
You are Samuel McClain.
Hold on, wait.
I just gave
I am the Quincy Jones of this scenario.
No, you are Samuel McClain of this scenario. I just gave you a script that said.
Fair enough.
God is the devil. Don't believe in him. You being a man of faith, I know you are, because I know your mama.
Okay.
And I know Bishop.
Okay.
And I give you a script saying God is the devil. You let it fly.
Go ahead and say, Sam, how I'm going to have to approach
this. Now.
Please approach it.
Now.
Show me your genius.
Now.
Because I'm ready for it, because I know he's going to give it to me. Show me your genius. Pour yourself a drink. He just poured it all in there. I love it. Come on.
Oh, man. All I have to say is this. In this scenario, and only this scenario, I'm going to take the Quincy Jones route.
No, nigga, take the Sam McClain route. Don't put nothing on Quincy.
Hold on.
Take the Sam McClain route.
The Sam McClain route, subject to the Quincy Jones route.
No, it's not. Shut it's up. Subject to McClain route. Well, no, this,
hold on. Wait. Just say, I'm going to ask this question as a record producer.
You're going to answer this question as Samuel McClain.
This is my record, ain't it?
No, this is my scenario that I'm giving you.
Your scenario, but it's my record, right?
This is Samuel McClain. This is your.
This is my.
This is your script.
But
your script, and I rewrote it, and I put this in there.
You rewrote
right.
it. But I am the record producer in this scenario.
Tell now, mind you, you said that Quincy said that he read it too late, and he still produced
it. Yes, he did.
Keep everything in mind, you said.
Because
we're not going to go through this again.
Okay.
Everybody
heard. We're not going to do this again.
You heard what I said.
You read what I said.
And then
I got all I have. All I have is one question.
Go ahead.
How good is that hook?
There it is.
How good is that hook? That's the only question I got. How good is that fucking hook?
It is as good as the We Are the World.
I'm not going to lie to you. As for cash, that's on. Hold on. Hear me out. That's on the radio right now. That's why I asked the question. How good is that hook?
You would sell your integrity for this?
All right, first of all, I'm in the entertainment business.
That's not what I asked.
Hold on. Wait.
You would sell your integrity for that?
I just want to make some plain. In the entertainment business.
Ministry. You've been drinking. Go ahead.
I have been drinking.
Go ahead.
Well, both of us have.
I know we have. No, don't say Baptist.
In the entertainment industry.
That's how you have to say it to make it straight.
Yeah, I really did.
I still hate them, but I got to laugh. Go ahead.
I had to enunciate.
Go ahead.
You have very little integrity.
Exactly. I agree 100%. I agree with that.
But.
I agree with that. There's no buts.
But.
But negates everything.
That's why I asked the question. How good is the hook?
It is as good as We Are the World.
First of all, Hall & Oates. Let's take Hall & Oates.
Take Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates made a song called I Can't Go For That. Now, I'm pretty fucking sure I Can't Go For That. In their real lives, they're going to stop the fucking bar at what they can go for. But, shit, that hook is so strong. I can't go for that. So, in the case of Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones, and We Are the World, I'm with it because it reunited more people. And the only reason I'm saying this, is because it brought.
I hope this is the liquor talking.
Yeah, let's just say this. Let's just say this. Let's just say it.
If you honestly tell me that this demonic lyric.
I'm not saying no.
I'm saying
the hook.
Are you telling me that lyric is not demonic, McClain?
I can't confirm or deny.
By God, like God has shown.
I'm not giving it to you, motherfucker.
No, wait.
God, this whole thing is about us. I cannot confirm or deny. That's some good
thing.
Shit you brought.
I know it is.
I can't confirm or deny.
About one thing, the lyric says, "Like God has shown by turning stones into bread." Is that not demonic?
I can't confirm or deny. Let me give the better half.
Is that demonic?
For the record, she doesn't speak for me.
Hear me out.
Demonic. It's
just not in the Bible.
Okay. I'm glad that was not on mic because.
What?
How is it? Tell me how's demonic.
Get out!
No,
you're not going to take down my point. You're not going to take down my point because, no, dude. I have been sidestepping this shit for the last 20 minutes.
Can I explain to her what we've been talking about?
No.
Exactly. She's been in and out of the conversation. She don't even know, though.
All right, for the record, I have said on this podcast, my wife is Hooks McGee, because she only she only pays attention to the hooks of sauce.
Okay, can I break this down to her?
No. Go, oh, God, no. No.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
The lyric, "We Are the World," the verse you read. By turning stones to bread.
I'm looking right at you. You know I'm going to have to work so hard.
Now, that is totally against scripture.
Everyone is full of shit on this podcast. I love this podcast.
Hey, not at all. It's totally against it. It's not a scripture at all. So how is that not demonic?
Yeah, look, first of all.
Anything contrary. By all means. Okay, you got that. You get that. But.
It wouldn't hurt if I had somebody just
relating it. Exactly, because the only reference that they can, that is as far as turning stones into bread, two things.
Look, first of all,
if Jesus, if these should hold
it
them,
takes steps,
I'll get the rocks to
you
cry.
You gotta work those steps.
The second time is when Jesus was
She's
tempted,
not working
fasting for 40 nights in the wilderness, and the devil approached him and said, "If thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread."
I'm gonna get some ice.
Now, one of the references, did that ever happen? If Jesus were to have bowed down to Satan and turned the stones into bread upon request, then we would all be in a world of trouble. That's why it's demonic.
I mean, the whole, like I said, whole that's why I didn't understand.
I know, and I figured that, because I saw you read the magazine and you was in and out of the conversation. All right, Sam So Nation, I think I got the host, the wife of the host on the set.
Is it recording or post?
Okay, you can.
It's still recording.
Yeah, I give you that because you've not been drinking that much. You put water in your drink and there's still some in there. So, but this nigga here.
Burping my head?
I didn't mean to.
Did you push pause?
Yep.
So I've just been talking all this time. Okay.
I'll let you go.
Sam So Nation knows where your wife stands. And I appreciate
it. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm waiting for the amount of digging.
Jay-Z, Illuminati.
Boom! Cool. All right, I can dig myself out of this hole. All right. Jay-Z, Illuminati, right? That's what you're saying.
That's what I said.
Now, the question is, I understand what social media says. I understand what
the world's. I've experienced this myself.
All I ask is why.
Okay.
All right.
Do you remember? Now, I'm going to take a trip back down through memory lane, but I'm taking it back to 2014.
It's okay.
Do you remember? Well, yeah, of course you do. But
because
I don't think
at least Jay-Z exists in the realm.
Right.
Okay.
But as far as it relates to, yeah.
Okay.
We're not both born in the 80s, so
yep.
At the time this was happening, late 90s type thing. Okay. Do you, well, in the 80s and prior to that, we're going to stick with the 80s and then, because that's when we're born and work up to now.
Okay.
Heavy metal rock music, right?
I'm with it.
You could, remember, at the record, you can do that with it?
Oh, yeah. You can take it, you can
reverse it, and then hear what they're saying backwards.
Yeah.
Okay, we had people like who? Marilyn Manson?
You had your Marilyn Manson, you had your Black Sabbath, you had Danzig sometime, but yeah, I'm with you.
There is a song Jay-Z had called, I'll find it for you.
Okay. Now,
but anyway, in the reverse copy, honestly, when I heard this, I thought it was just a play on computers.
Okay.
And somebody messing around. But somebody I work with.
Okay.
Was able to do the same thing. And that's where I heard it.
Like reversing the record.
And he's rapping. And you hear it backwards.
Okay. I'm with it.
He is saying, "Murder, murder, Jesus."
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that not Antichrist?
Okay, first of all, I'm finna break this down.
Let me just this. I'm gonna be honest with you with it. This is not a bad. Well, I guess it kind of is.
Well, you is.
But at the same time, no lie, H to the S O B to the S A. That's like one of my favorite albums. No lie, I like the Black album. I'm a big fan of Wayne too.
Okay.
I like Beyonce.
Okay.
But that is not. There's nothing else in there. There's nothing else.
I know.
You're drunk. Okay, listen.
Not yet.
At the same time,
I am not drunk yet.
Okay, but at the same time,
trust me, I'm not drunk. Broadcast.
I know I'll move from the fact that I do believe they're Illuminati. I like their music. I know I shouldn't. I know that. But Beyonce is just one good hell of
okay.
a singer.
Now,
Kanye West's Graduation Day is one of my favorite albums. But that nigga calls himself Yeezus.
Okay.
That's way too close.
Okay. Wait.
Did you see that nigga on the magazine? He got a crown of thorns on his head. I mean, there's only one other guy in history that I know who's ever had that. And he got his hand stretched.
Now, this is the fight I wanted.
Bring it to me.
This is the fight I wanted.
Crown Royal still on deck.
Eagle Rare, motherfucker. Proud spouse of the podcast. I'm trying to get some free shit. Now, this is the fight I wanted. Now, me and you, we go back way back.
Way back.
Now,
way back.
Hip hop has always been a braggadocious sport.
Negative, man.
Really?
No.
You're going to say hip hop has never been braggadocious?
I'm not saying negative to it being braggadocious. I'm saying negative to the point you're about to make. That's what I'm saying.
You know what's fucked up? We know each other so well.
I know Jay.
Yeah, exactly.
You're about to say something stupid. I know it.
All right, first of all.
Not about hip hop. Hip hop is just. And you're bragging on yourself.
We're so.
One of my favorite groups is the Big Timers. And
exactly.
They talk about this,
You know what's fucked up?
Cadillacs and rims and TVs and your age.
You know what's
I like
fucked
that.
Up?
That's what it is.
We're so used to each other's
though.
Bullshit.
Hey.
To the point where we're ready to call bullshit on the other person.
Hey.
I like. That's where. Look, if you've been listening thus far, I still like this motherfucker.
Z? Jay-Z? He's a hell of a rapper.
No. I'm talking about you personally.
Oh. Well, nigga, yeah.
If you've been listening thus far, contrary to what you've been hearing, I still like this motherfucker thus far. Z, I know you're listening.
Yeah, hey, man. God bless your gas station, nigga.
I can't wait.
God bless your gas station.
Say some shit.
Z, a nigga like that can only own a gas station.
Now here's my point.
It's Ziad. He know me. He know what
Ziad.
I'm saying.
God damn, He'll be laughing when he hear that. I've never. All right. Now that we got that on the show.
I want to be here when Ziad do the next show.
Shit,
I got to be here. I want to be here when Ziad
He has
the
been
show.
Coming here for months. I can't wait for this motherfucker to be on the show.
Me, Ziad, and Matthew. I want it.
Shit, I'll turn my mic off and walk away.
A-Rab, a cracker, and a nigger. I want it.
Here it is. All right. Now we know each other. We know each other so fucking well, you already know my point. So, my point is this. Since that's happening, the only thing I can say to this is weird because I know you're going to counter it. If, and only if, the Illuminati exists.
It's not about an if, nigga.
If.
God.
And only
please
if, hold on,
Let him know the Illuminati does exist. It exists.
If the Illuminati
is in full effect.
Hold on,
wait.
In the Illuminati exists in the form that you say it exists versus mine.
What
can
form
we go
do you say it exists? He keeps saying if, which means there's a question about it.
There's
no question behind mine. It exists.
Here we go.
He said if.
I'm not going to.
Is if a question or not?
If,
my Illuminati assumption has not been an if.
If
it's,
my Illuminati
is an inevitable,
it's just
it's a guarantee.
Group of dudes with good ideas who got shut down by the Roman Catholic Church.
They have not been shut down.
First of all, I'm trying to keep it in here now. I'm trying.
Man, keep it right here. Keep it right here.
Okay. Only if yours exists versus mine.
Nigga, they're not two different kinds.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
No, there isn't.
Okay.
There are not two different kinds. You understand that the Illuminati, this is a spiritual thing?
No, it isn't. It's just, God damn it. Okay, first of all.
This is a demonic entity. The Illuminati.
No, it's not. It's just a
joke. Why not? Because they're intelligent and smart?
No, they're intelligent versus the norm of a smear campaign versus the greatest power of this earth.
No, the Illuminati is evil. It is ultimately orchestrated by the devil. And the Roman Catholic Church, the last Antichrist will come out of the Roman Catholic Church.
Right, you know what? Fuck my thought. Let's go with propaganda. You know what? I'm just gonna roll with that.
It has nothing to do with propaganda.
It's bullshit.
Coming from the nigga who don't believe that damn Nicki Minaj is Illuminati. I sold my soul to the devil.
I'm pretty sure
she said I sold my soul to the devil.
You can get better people that makes a better influence than Nicki Minaj.
That's not the question. She said I sold. Listen to me. Listen. Look at my mouth.
I'm looking.
I sold at you. My soul to the devil. Kanye West.
Kanye West never said that. I listened to New Slaves. I listened to
Kanye West never said I sold my soul to the devil.
Okay.
What's the girl with the white girl? The real crazy white girl.
All right. The thing I'm saying to you.
No. Singer. No. Rihanna. I can't get words.
Really?
Rihanna. And then
Rihanna.
The white girl who.
I'm going to listen to the bitch from Battleship.
Miley Cyrus. The other white girl. What's the other?
First of all, you are basing your entire argument on Miley Cyrus.
I'm not basing my entire argument on Miley Cyrus. Fair I'm basing enough. My entire argument on what they said. I sold my soul to the devil. It's one more. I cannot believe Kevin Hart said she got lumps. I can't remember what her name. Lady Gaga.
Okay, first of all, that bitch is from Southgate.
What they got to do with anything?
Let me tell you something about Lady Gaga.
She said I sold my soul to the devil.
Lady Gaga, her name is Stephanie. She doesn't give a fuck.
Led Zeppelin! I sold my soul to the devil.
Because it sells albums. Alright, look.
Does that make it okay?
Hold on.
I can't talk anymore.
Oh, guys. Oh, fuck.
Does the integrity of a person?
Yes! I wish you was on mic. I really wish you was on mic. Please get his mic. Please get his mic. Please get his mic.
I'm talking.
All right, here we go.
If you told me,
I said that is just
out of your mouth, I saw you say it.
Okay. It sells. All right. Here we go. I got this. I'm gonna hope and pray to God you pay attention to what I'm saying.
I listen to your ass all day.
Here it is.
You ain't made a bit of sense.
Here it is.
You will sell your soul for the right hook.
I didn't say that. First of all, I did not say that shit. All I said is how the hook.
I'm not rewinding shit.
No, go.
You said. You said.
I know
how good is the hook.
All I said is. Question not necessarily indicative to what my moral standpoint is.
You just asked me how good is the hook. I gave you the scenario. I said you.
God is the devil, and you said to me
how good is the hook, and you talked about everything from integrity of the industry, everything,
okay.
And you asked me how good is the hook. You didn't even. You never mind the comment, and we are the world. You said the hook.
All I said is this.
Nigga, I know what you said.
Fair enough. Since you know what I said, I swear to God, I'm going to give you a hug on Thursday. I can't do that shit right now. Because you took my words to fix your fucking goddamn agenda.
You said that. You said that.
I didn't say that. I asked a question. All I said was, "How good is the hook?"
And I came back like this. And I said, "The hook is as good as We Are the World, as good as any hook that James Brown or Earth, Wind & Fire could do." Change your words up, nigga.
Is James Brown a Illuminati?
Oh,
I don't know. I never did.
All right, fair enough. God damn. Since I was three, I knew what the fuck the Static album was.
If he was,
I am the only human who can understand James Brown without fucking. Any type of subtext.
No, you can't. You just put there what.
Bullshit!
You just put there what it is you think you want to say.
My daddy has instilled in me. I am the only 3-year old who knew the album Static back to forth.
Nigga, you're 29. You're not three.
When I was three, I knew Static from backwards to forward. Now, here's what I'm going to say with you. I'm going to.
What was he saying?
Hold on. First. Look, that is a whole...
That's what he was saying. That is exactly what he said. The whole damn song, that's all he said. And I really don't even know what the hell that means. It sounded like he was saying, shut up and shut up.
Shut up,
Jim. Exactly.
Alright, first of all.
I can't wait to see that movie.
Alright, first of all, Missio's a fucking genius. And if you haven't seen the movie, James Rao, Cure Brooklyn, goddamn, he's, excuse me, Boston, not Brooklyn, Boston. James Brown stopped. No, goddamn, James Brown stopped a riot with the song "Bewildered." And if you don't believe me, you go on Netflix right now. The day Boston was saved by James Brown.
That nigga starting to hit you in
a little bit. Now, what I'm saying to you is this, and only this.
A little bit. That, well, that's what he's saying. No, that's what he's saying. Quit it. That's all I understood on that song. Don't lie. In his numbers.
That's about
now,
it. Now, I... Hey,
whether, look. James Brown made some good music.
I can't help you understand it.
James Brown made some good music.
I can't help you
understand
it.
Who would that...
We're talking about Lady Gaga. We're talking about Lady Gaga. I'm still with you.
I got to piss.
All right.
No, that's the end.
No, bullshit. I am not editing this. Now, when it comes down... When it comes down to Lady Gaga, when it comes down to Madonna, when it comes down to Nicki Minaj, all I'm saying is, when it comes down to the global threat, for lack of a better term, threat of the Illuminati, there are people who cash in on the thing that is the new thing. That new thing may dictate album sales. That new thing. Because I'm not going to lie to you. Fuck. You know what I hate about podcasts? When they go on so long, you start telling a little bit about yourself. For about 5 or 6 years, I was a diehard Madonna fan. This is after the music album. This is after when she took a pseudo British accent, and I listened to her. I shouldn't have listened to her because she was totally full of shit. However, I bought it full on, hook, line, and sinker, and quite honestly, that only establishes what we have now. The Illuminati is just the hot thing. If you agree with it or disagree with it, it sells albums. No one could disagree with me on that.
On what? Say it again.
The Illuminati, if you disagree with it or agree with it, if you are a music audience and you listen to an artist do this thing, it sells albums.
Nigga, of course it does.
Because people...
They orchestrate everything. That's why people say, I don't know anything about the Illuminati. I don't believe in the Illuminati. Yes, you do. You know what exists. But subliminally, you don't see it coming. Of course you don't. The devil, people think the devil got a pitchfork and he's ready.
No, wait.
The people think the devil has a pitchfork. He's evil looking, making scary faces in the window. No. If that was the truth, how could Eve talk to him in the garden? No, he came to him appealing. If we were to see the devil, if we were to see Satan right now, we probably wouldn't even know he was the devil. He'd probably come as the most beautiful, attractive thing we've ever seen in our lives.
So evil Satan will come first.
Evil will come in the name of love.
All I want to say is this thing. I just want you to agree to it just so I can get more emails because that's what you're pushing for.
Nigga, I'm pushing to prove you wrong, which I think I'm doing a pretty good job of it so far.
You don't have a goddamn Twitter.
I don't need one.
So are you saying Satan will come like or maybe as the form of Colin Firth?
Satan will come in the form as beautiful as he was in heaven.
So Colin
Firth. If Satan were to approach you.
Yeah.
Where does the Bible say that Satan got stripped of his wings? No. Where? I promise you the Bible does not say Satan got stripped of his wings.
Natasha! Please don't interrupt what I'm doing.
The Bible does not say Satan was stripped of his wings.
Jesus
it said he was
Christ.
Thrown down from heaven.
I have been working hard.
Not even close.
I have been working hard on this and this alone.
I promise you the Bible doesn't say that.
So, not those exact words, Brad. I'm saying it does say.
Brad.
What?
Don't listen to her.
He was
thrown down from heaven?
Was not.
Satan still has the same powers that he was in heaven. The Bible does not say that when he was thrown out of heaven that God took away, that God took away any of his powers. He said what? Look at music now. Are you surprised if he does? Look at it now. You put no lie. If, I promise you, if me and Sam would have known the type of music that would be played now when we were in high school, we'd be multimillionaires.
Yeah.
Look at what they play. We could put anything on it. Anything on the radio. Yeah.
Wait.
Satan would look as attractive as he did in heaven right now.
Right.
Why? If Satan looks scary, if Satan was unattractive and unappealing, how was Eve able to talk to him in the garden? Regardless of him being a snake, because she didn't know nothing about good, bad, ugly, disgusting, scary, anything like that. She was perfect and pure. If Satan was like that, how was she able to talk to him? How was he able to?
Now, Brandon.
How was Adam able to come over there to her, bite the apple, and see the snake, and not be afraid?
Now, Brandon.
Come on. Satan will look attractive.
Now, BK, I need you to stay with me on this. Now, I partially agree on some of the things you're saying.
I know you do. The other partial is you just spite. You're full of shit. You're so full of shit.
I partially agree.
Despite the laughing, I don't like this nigga. I do, but for the sake of the show, I don't. Because he knows I'm right. But because he's so hard on our lives to prove me wrong.
What about things? Oh, wait.
I want to hear what she got to say.
Yeah. Nope. I partially agree with some of the things you're saying.
About the devil? With Satan?
Never called you the devil. I can say on this podcast, I never called you the devil.
I didn't say you called me the devil.
All I'm saying is this.
He's drunk.
Not yet.
Tipsy.
Not yet.
I didn't say you called me the devil.
I am trying.
To win.
Sam, you're a little drunk
again.
To win.
I don't want to say the word win.
You're trying to win.
We've been
talking about the devil for the past 5 minutes. And the devil will not come in a way that is unappealing. The devil comes in shapes. He appeals to what you're weakest at. If you're weakest at sex, as a man, he will come in the form of an attractive woman. Vice versa, the woman. If you are having addiction with drugs, he'll come in the way of cocaine, marijuana, and blow.
If you're addicted to weed,
he'll come in the way of marijuana. He comes to what you appeal to, not something you don't like. If you're fast and trying to lose weight, or something like that, and you're trying not to eat food that'll make you bigger, then he'll come in the form of chocolate cake and peach cobbler. Not something you're pushing away like carrots. No!
Now,
are you serious? The devil won't come in the love of in the name of evil. He'll come in the name of love and something that's attractive. Something you want to do, but it's wrong. Like lying to prove a point.
Okay, first of all.
Like he's here right now. He's sitting right there.
I agree with most of that.
Rich. Go ahead.
I agree with most.
Go ahead, Dr. Seuss. Go ahead.
And you're still doing the roast, Doc. January 18th.
January 18th? I thought it was July. Anyway.
I mean July 18th.
He's getting it. That drunk Sam is a safe Sam, which is a truthful Sam, and he's about to help me.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay, don't do it. Drunk motherfucker.
My wife has made this wall so goddamn high.
Your wife is truthful. Really? What about those angel wings? That kind of put me over the top. I'm 1,000 points.
Oh yeah, did. Oh yeah, did.
I'm about 1,000 points ahead of you right now.
Oh yeah, did.
I wasn't trying. I know y'all keeping score, but I was unsure about that.
We're always keeping score.
Oh,
always keeping score.
All times.
Hiccuping. He's hiccuping. All times. That's what he said.
I'm hiccuping because.
Well, you don't need. Well, you can't drink this Crown Royal with me.
We have been drinking the entire time.
That bourbon, and Crown Royal, man.
Ooh, that wall is so fucking. That wall is so fucking high.
Try to.
Oh,
it's so hard. It's so tiring.
It's so hard.
Okay, can we
Not yet. Not yet. You know what's fucked up is Podbean gave us the okay to go over.
I need a break. You're drunk.
Okay.
It's a wrap for you, sir.
Okay. I'm going to hit the pause button and we'll come right back.
Pause. Pressure,
I hate to do this, but it looks like this podcast is going to leave on a cliffhanger, mainly because if you were listening, I caught the hiccups after excessive drinking and arguing. And it looks like I'm paying into a quarter, but no! Oh no! We actually finished this with delves off into another topic. We shut off the mics. I cleared up my hiccups. I made a nice, eloquent point about just totally disproving Brandon. And then we literally start calling each other full of shit. There was no argument. We just kept looking at each other for roughly 30 to 45 minutes saying the other one's full of shit. We're still friends. However, we're coming back. This is a cliffhanger because we are going to delve into a spinoff topic that led from this. I can't believe I'm leaving you hanging, but trust me, stay tuned to SamShowNation.com and you can see what could be a rebuttal to this. I don't know. So, sorry to leave you hanging, Nation, but I assure you there's more to this conversation than you know. So, and one way you could look at it, well, maybe you didn't want that last part heard because the Illuminati stopped you from doing this. You was telling some truth, and the Illuminati, just calm down. That didn't happen. I assure you that didn't happen. I've never been so sure that didn't happen. However, conspiracy is conspiracy. You guys are going to believe whatever you're going to believe. If there's anything we learned from this podcast, the only thing me and my good friend BK agreed on is the Illuminati is a thing. That's all. Anything related to the podcast, you can always go to SamShowNation.com. All of our social media stuff there. You can always get me at SamShow11 on the tweets. On Instagram / Just Talking with Sam. No G in talking, Just Talking with Sam. Facebook, Just Talking with Sam as well. Anything else can be found at SamShowNation.com. And I will see you guys next week. Trust me, we're not done with this conversation, but for right now, I got to leave you on a cliffhanger. See you guys next week. Peace out.